Here's a question I'm often asked. How important is it to eat organic fruits and vegetables? Well, for one thing, obviously, we don't want pesticides and fungicides and herbicides on our food. So yes, it is important. There's no question about it. So we do want our food free of that. And organic produce, organic fruits and vegetables is free of that. The one thing, though, you do have to do with organic fruits and vegetables, if it's tomatoes, cucumbers, apples, and it's from larger organic farms, they do spray a waxy substance on there that you might want to wash off because there is MSG in that wax. It's a little secret. So be mindful about that. But yes, at least there's no pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides, and then, you know, you can wash that off. So that's fine as far as with organic produce. You can wash that wax off and get that little MSG film that they do apply in some of the big farms. I don't know why they do that, but they do it. So the bottom line is, what if you can't afford the organic fruits and vegetables to just eat that way? It's really pricey for a lot of people. It's not in their budget. It's financially really hard. So I do recommend then conventional produce. I do. Now, what you have to look for with conventional produce, the safer options are avocados, grapefruit, oranges, tangerines, melons, papayas, mangoes, bananas. These are all safer options in the conventional produce world. Celery is a little iffy, but safer than greens. What I don't recommend with conventional produce is doing salads that are conventional. I don't recommend lettuces and spinach or any other green to be conventional. That's when the sprays, the fungicides, herbicides, rodenticides, they actually use rodenticides. People often say to me, what's a rodenticide? It's to kill rodents. And it's a whole nother, it's basically rat poison in your produce. But they spray it instead. They spray the rat poison instead of putting it in pellets, you know? The bottom line is we do want to stay away from conventional produce. But like I said, you know, if you have to do tree fruits, like, you know, peaches, pears, plums, apples in conventional sprayed produce, you know, peel them. There's nothing wrong with peeling them. Now, of course, there's going to be some residue inside the fruit itself. I'm not ignorant to that. And I'm sure, you know, some organic fruit and vegetable experts are going to be listening to this question. So I do realize that, yes, the plants and the trees draw up pesticides that wash from the rain that they spray on the produce, on the conventional produce, and it gets absorbed and drawn up through the roots of the trees or through the roots of the plants for vegetables, and I understand that. But if you have a budget issue, financial issue, or accessibility issue, there's different places all around the world you can't get the best produce, including the U.S. And so if there's different places in the U.S. or whatever, and you can't get what you need, then we go for conventional. So conventional avocados happen to be really great. They're less expensive. That's a great one. Grapefruits, less expensive. That's a great one. Oranges, less expensive. That's a great one. Like I said, melons and papayas and mangoes too. Celery. Now, GMO is another story, so we have to be careful about GMO. So if you get conventional peas, most likely they're GMO. If you get conventional corn, most likely it's GMO. But yet corn in general, be cautious about, because even organic corn is probably a GMO derivative. You can do your research on GMO, and you can understand, you know, and you can learn about that. But the whole point is there are fruits and vegetables you can do that are conventional if you can't get the, you know, accessibility to them. So you could do bananas too. That's another option. And cherries, you can do cherries. You can wash cherries too. You can wash them very easily. Blueberries, you could do those conventionally too because they don't absorb the same way. They don't absorb the pesticides, herbicides, fungicides the same way that other berries do, like strawberries. What to stay away from conventionally. So this is a good point. Let's talk about that for a second. When it comes down to conventional sprayed produce, what you want to stay away from is strawberries. You want to stay away from raspberries. You want to stay away from blackberries, but you don't have to stay away from blueberries. You want to stay away from grapes. That's another one that you want organic because they happen to use a little bit more spray. The big farms anyway, smaller conventional farms use less spray in general. So you might be able to find some grapes from a smaller farm. There's smaller family farms that do IP, integrative pest management. So IPM, I think they use that. And basically that means is the schedule is really downsized for spraying. Sometimes not even ever sprayed, depending. So that's an option too. So, but you want to stay away from lettuces, like I said. You want to stay away from spinach. You want to stay away from all the greens when it comes down. You just can't get that pesticide off those greens really easily. So that's another thing. So I'm really excited though about this question because I'm hoping it gives everybody an opportunity to still be able to eat and get what they need. Oh, another one: get organic potatoes. Don't do conventional potatoes. I don't like conventional potatoes. I do like those organic if you can. Sweet potatoes don't really have to be organic. Those can be conventional if we had to. So these are just, options. These are different options. But regular white potato, red potato, Yukon Gold, russet, those you want to be organic if you can. Worst case scenario, if you get a conventional one, fine. It's just that they're starting to now GMO some of the conventional potatoes, but they're starting that with broccoli. They're starting that with cauliflower. They're working on GMOing a lot of vegetables, conventional vegetables. So these are some of the different options so you can survive and thrive and live healthy with, your fruits and vegetables and the whole bit. So I hope this helps. And that's a great question.